This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new EPA office is coming to Colorado, but CPR Sam Brash reports environmental advocates are skeptical.
This all might sound somewhat familiar. The Trump administration just finished moving headquarters for the Bureau of Land Management to Grand Junction. Environmental advocates criticized the move, saying it was really about putting officials closer to oil and gas interests. A similar sequence is playing out now. The EPA says the new Office of Mountains, Deserts, and Plains will be based in Lakewood and will coordinate mine cleanup in the western U.S. from the western U.S. But Anna McDevitt with the Sierra Club doesn't buy it. She says if Trump really wanted to fix abandoned mines, he'd fund the EPA, not call for budget cuts. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Better weather has helped keep Colorado's biggest ever wildfire from getting much bigger. The Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction has not grown much in the past few days. Public Information Officer Eric Coulter says higher humidity and lower temperatures have helped, along with about a tenth of an inch of rain.
We are still flying the fire with infrared to detect heat. So there's very isolated heat pockets. Sometimes some of the big trees will burn for a little while. And so we're slowly kind of seeking and destroying those heat signatures that are still out there within the fire perimeter.
The Pine Gulch fire has burned just over 139,000 acres. It's more than 80% contained. People affected by Hurricane Laura will get some help from Colorado. The Food Bank of the Rockies is loading two trucks this afternoon that will head to Louisiana to help feed people in the area hit by the hurricane. The Food Bank is packing items that can be distributed immediately, like snacks, crackers, and beverages. Each truck will carry about $43,000 worth of food. Colorado weather, mostly sunny, temperatures staying fairly cool today and getting warmer through the weekend. 80s today around Denver and Colorado Springs, above 90 in Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News.